That very day the Lord spoke to Moses. How ironic that it was the very day in which Moses had just told the children of Israel, recorded in the verses just before the ones in today's reading, "Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess." How ironic, since Moses did not get the opportunity to cross the Jordan into the promised land. Go up this mountain and die on this mountain. God's words were direct and to the point. And why did God say Moses must die? "Because you broke faith with me in the midst of the people of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, and because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of the people of Israel." Notice carefully the wording. Moses did not die in his sins. In 2 days, we will hear the gospel for the transfiguration of our Lord. "And as Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem." Anyone who can stand in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ is not someone who has died in his own sins. It is someone whose sins have been covered and atoned for by Jesus Christ himself. Moses died because of his sins. "Because you broke faith with me." We read the account in the book of Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water." And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." Moses certainly was no saint here, but neither were the people. It was the actions of the people that caused Moses and Aaron to become so exasperated and frustrated. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord." The people were certainly no better behaved than Moses, and probably worse. Why didn't they suffer the penalty for their sins? They did. They did suffer the penalty of their sins and died, but in God's own time. God graciously allowed the people who were hearing Moses' farewell sermon to enter the land of Canaan before they died. But they did eventually die, as did Moses. All people are subject to death. Nevertheless, death is an enemy of God and of God's people, and it will be destroyed, as St. Paul says, "The last enemy to be destroyed is death." But in the meantime, death must serve God, even though it is an enemy. Death must do what God commands. Death can never go beyond what God permits. God said to Moses, "Die on this mountain." God was in complete control of death, and death had to do his bidding. In a few days, we shall again hear these words of Ash Wednesday. "Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return." But dying and returning to dust can only happen at God's bidding. It is God who will determine when our temporal life here on earth is over, just as it was God who determined when Moses' temporal life was over. Moses was not perfect, but he didn't fret and fume about his death, even though God had told him that he would die without entering the promised land. While he was still here on this earth, he was the Christian leader God wanted him to be where God had placed him. He interceded with God for the recalcitrant and bloody-minded Israelites. He pointed forward to Jesus Christ with the snake on a pole in the middle of the wilderness. He did signs and wonders, the like of which did not appear on the earth for another 1,500 years until Jesus Christ appeared on earth. Moses understood his own sermon to the Israelites. Take to heart all the words of this teaching, for it is no empty word for you, but your very life. Instead of law, I have used here teaching. For Moses was talking here about the Torah, the teaching, the instruction that God had delivered to his people through Moses. It was this teaching that enabled Moses to live his life as a Christian leader. It was this teaching that enabled Moses to go up the mountain and face death, knowing that death would never have the last word. It was this teaching that pointed forward to Christ. And Moses was blessed to see with his own eyes the culmination in Jesus Christ of all that he had taught. Although he didn't write these words, they certainly also apply to Moses. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.